And you're back with Annie on 3CR Breakfast, and we've got Ian Rindle on the line. G'day, Ian. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good morning.
Yeah. You're from the Refugee Action Coalition, and you've alerted us to the COVID outbreak in Melbourne Detention Centre, which is now holding people from New Zealand under the Section 501.
Yeah, that's true, and many others, of course, but given Jacinda's Ardern's visit to Australia, it was particularly relevant to raise the fact that New Zealand are, at risk. I mean, they shouldn't be in the detention centre, but they are there, and they're at high risk of COVID now with another outbreak.
And as you're pointing out, there is no real reason for why non-citizens are being held in detention, is there?
No. It's a very, it's a racist, discriminatory section of the Migration Act, which just allows the minister or under Australian law, people who done their time, they've served the time according to the criminal justice system, but are then held sometimes for even longer periods than they may have been sentenced to in immigration detention just because they're non-citizens. I mean, that's, I think it's a pretty classic definition of discrimination and racism.
And going on from that, and tied to the fact that there's issues around a COVID outbreak, the conditions that people are being held in are substandard.
Yeah. I mean, no matter which way you look at it, I mean, the general conditions of immigration detention, I think, are arguably worse than that of the prison, and certainly there's much less, transparency and oversight of the conditions in which people are held, and people are subject to, arbitrary, solitary confinement punishments, for example, which are impossible to have reviewed, and in the same way, the compounds that are sometimes used for quarantine inside MITRE and other places are akin to solitary confinement, and that's another aspect. People get COVID and then they're subject to punishment, which, like I said, is effectively solitary confinement rather than the generous treatment so that they can properly recover.
You actually revealed that three of the five women being held in the Meriton Hotel in Brisbane are New Zealanders, and they are only allowed 1 hour of exercise every second day, and they are prisoners in their rooms for 47 out of every 48 hours.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's just extraordinary that there is a hotel prison, still being used. And, we've come a bit of a surprise to us to find that I think it's something like four or five floors of the Meriton in Brisbane are actually being used as a, hotel prison, still after the experiences of, Kangaroo Point and the Park Hotel in Melbourne. And the circumstances for the, it's not just the women. We think there's, possibly up to 60 men are also on those floors. There's certainly more than 20 that we can kind of, more generally confirm, but the number of floors, anyway, there are certainly, there are men and women being held in the Meriton Hotel prison who shouldn't be there, but for all of them, they get 1 hour every second day, and sometimes they don't even get that. There have been periods where, because of shift changes and that kind of stuff, and just transport cancellations, people have gone for 2 weeks and up to 3 weeks without those exercise periods at BITRE. They're taken to BITRE for 1 hour exercise, walking and smoking. As I said, 1 hour every 48 hours.
Why is this so? With the COVID, for example, this is happening for refugees and in these detention centres, but also in prisons. Inability to actually care for the people that they have imprisoned. They have no choice but be there, and the authorities are incompetent at actually fulfilling their obligations. Why is that so?
Well, I think it's a direct consequence, of the imprisonment and the circumstances which lead to the imprisonment. I mean, there's nominally a duty of care, but when the institution, doesn't care, and in the case of the 501s, the only thing they really care about is, holding them and removing them, from Australia, like it is an extrajudicial, punishment. I think that it inevitably flows, that the kind of health care, the kind of general care they get is of absolutely no consequence. It's a management issue as far as Serco Border Force and the government's concerned, not a question of care. So, people, you get people with severe mental health problems, which often goes with the, detention system, are being placed in solitary confinement for quarantine purposes. They don't get better in any way whatsoever. You can't properly care for someone in, solitary confinement, circumstances. But I think every bit of the piece, when you look at it, is just a part of an argument for why we don't need detention, why the detention system should close, why the system, Section 501, should be repealed. The people who have done the crime, done the time, should be in the community, as everyone else is in Australia. That it's just a piece of human rights abuse, the detention in the first place, and everything that flows after that, the bashings, the incarceration, the arbitrary punishments, the threat of COVID, and the lack of proper care when people do get COVID.
What, because it is a privatised system, does Serco, is there any proper oversight of Serco's behaviours?
No, I don't believe there's any proper oversight. I mean, it's a constant problem, but that's, not just a question of the healthcare, it's also a question of just generally what happens. I mean, there's so many instances of, assaults and misbehaviour, of allegations of sexual assault, which are impossible to actually have, investigated internally. People make complaints and just get one-page things back after a few days saying, God. Your investigation has been, your complaint has been investigated, we now consider it closed. you get state police won't investigate it, they refer to federal police, refer it back to state police, then the investigations go nowhere. Like I said, in immigration detention, I mean, there's a huge problem with, any oversight and transparency in the criminal justice system, but there is none in the immigration detention system. There's no oversight, there's no tribunal, there's no systematic way in which, allegations of abuse, can be rectified, can be investigated in any way. So I think it's one of those, again, it's a consequence of the fact that whether it's asylum seekers or, 501s, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind, that the government, creates such circumstances that they can, act, with impunity, and that's what happens.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Okay, no trouble at all. Thank you.